I hate this. Van Jones is on right now, and he has a really good panel on, and I'm missing it. Anyway, good evening, 98115. Good evening, Sandpoint, Magnuson Park Peninsula. I had a great day today. This is Mama Lotta and our travels with me, and we walked our 10,000 feet today, not because we wanted to. Well, one way we wanted to, we walked up to City People, and we got our Christmas tree, but we couldn't bring it home because I got to bring it home tomorrow. Because of U.S. Bank. God, I hate those people. Oh, Lord, if you are with the bank, get out. Get out now. I'm going to sue them one of these days if I ever have time. Anyway, the organization is coming along fine. I think we have all the folks that I know who are really, 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 really good at their jobs. And people that I met who I know will be really, 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 really good. All I've got to do is come up with some money now. Now, so I'm going to try a GoFundMe, but listen carefully. I'm not asking for you to give my organization money. I'm asking you to join AKKUJ Foundation, which shall soon be turned into the Maggie and John Rosebaugh Country Store and beyond. But I want you to join me right now in taking care of folks at Children's and at Ronald McDonald House, because they need, we need to become, you know, the real neighbors that they need in this hood. Neighborhood. Yeah. We're trying to make a community here. That is the goal of the AKKUJ Foundation, as you will, a media foundation, as you will see on our official EIN number. But what we want to do is take the neighbors in this hood of ours, Sandpoint, Magnuson Point, Peninsula, and I want us to become a community. And a community like in the 1950s. There are good things about the 50s, bad things about the 50s, but the one thing I knew about the 50s is if I got at home, school, if I got in trouble at home, at school, my parents knew about it and what I had done and what, blah, 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 before I got home. Nobody, but nobody else would hit me but my parents. If they had to hit me, they never hit me. They only spanked me. So my butt hurts sometimes. Don't you ever touch another person's child. And I learned that the hard way when I was teaching, because I did hit a child on the butt with a big old stick, and it certainly must have hurt. But more than that, it was humiliating. Humiliating. But in the 50s, in the 50s, I saw principals put people through walls, through lockers. Just take them and slam them up against the locker, that person reverberate off. Those were generally the people who looked like Fonzie, the character on Happy Days, that the principal was going to show he was rougher than the roughest kid. Principals were mean. They came out of the army. It was world just after World War II. They were strict. They were strict as parents. I mean, I tell a story, and I think people remember it. I'm not going to tell the person's name or anything, but this girl got switched all the way home from the bus stop. Now, we lived a mile from the bus stop, but this poor woman, she lived the other way. Her mother met her one day at the bus stop, and she switched her legs. You could see the welts coming up all the way home. People didn't fool around in the 50s and 60s with discipline. Again, my parents were the children of slaves. The children of slaves. How do you think they're going to treat their children? They're going to make their children understand that there are rules. In my house, the rule was
you do the best you can. You don't fool around. You don't backtalk teachers. You don't do this. You don't do that. But when I couldn't do geometry, they figured it out. I can't do math. Poor Ari got her math skills from her mom. She's got dyscalculia. No, I have new math hatred. I got in with the new math. I remember my teacher, so handsome. Mr. Haas. And 6 feet tall, looked like Superman in his black glasses. But, no, the one thing that he taught me was actor Edward G. Robinson died, and he was at the funeral. He was down in California at the time, I guess. I don't know, visiting family or whatever, and saw the funeral. But, you know, I watched Edward G. Robinson in Soylent Green. I don't know, when did Soylent Green come out? But I remember really enjoying that movie, and that's how I'm going to go. I'm going to go this night, I'm looking at a movie. You know, some, and remembering how it used to be in Alderwood Manor, and running around and fish and gardens and bear and deer, and that's the world I lived in. And that's the world that I want my grandchildren or children or whomever, I want the world's children to see. Earth, life matters. I like Black Lives Matters, but I don't know if people really understand that. And I'm not going to sit and worry about it. Thank you for being out there. It makes a difference. I did see a sign that didn't just say Black Lives Matters, silence equals violence. That sign I really, really, really could appreciate. Because all it's saying is that you hurt one person, you hurt us all. But I don't know if white people understand what the term Black Lives Matters really means. And I hope on our show that we take enough time to find out exactly what that means to our neighbors. I mean, there's a group that's over on Third Place Books every Thursday. I don't know. Tell me if I got the date wrong. I will look again on next door. I've got my friend, Becky, who stands on Sandpoint Way. I wonder if they all jibe. And I wonder if their jibe of what it means, what Black Lives Matters or Brown Lives Matters. B Lives Matter, BLM, Bacon Lettuce Melt. Tell us what it means when you make that statement that Black Lives Matter. Because my life has always mattered. And the lives of my parents obviously mattered or I wouldn't be here. And so on and so on and so on. It matters. Earth, life, matters. Elm, an elm tree. Glorious elm. Isn't there a poem about an elm? There's one about an oak. Well, I'm going for elm. That is going to be the acronym for what our goals are. Earth, life, matters. We must look at life holistically. You can't look at a little piece and then make a judgment. You can't look at a person living in an RV or sitting on a bench and assume that they have no value, that they're drug addicts, that they're alcoholics. How many of us sitting in our house are alcoholics? How many sitting in the house are drug addicts? How many are opioid addicts? How many are heroin addicts? The difference? You got some money and you're inside. A home is a home. I read that today and it sort of jarred me. You know, because an RV is a home. A park bench is a home. If you can be warm there. If you can be out of the rain. If you are not feeling endangered. If you can create community on that park bench where three or four of you sit and you watch over each other. You care for each other. You love each other. Then that matters. I'm Mama Lana. And I'm going to be out there, and I'm going to be in people's faces. I'll be in your face if you don't have a mask. I really don't care because I got a mask. If I've got a mask on, the guy at the CDC head said a few months ago, it's as good as a vaccine. So I wear my two masks. I wear my face mask. I wear my hat. I wear my hood. I wear everything. If you spit on me, hopefully I can sanitize myself enough. If you spit on me by accident, you spit on me on purpose, that's something different. If you spit on me by accident because I'm talking to you, or you sneeze, or whatever, I've got my mask on. Wear your damn mask and then mind your own damn business. You don't know why that person doesn't have a mask. Asthma. Would you put on a mask if you had asthma, if you had sickle cell anemia? If you had CP, what is that? Whatever, CPOD? I don't know what Leonard D. Moynihan died of. Hell no. I'm going to put a mask over that. Remember the very beginning when we started wearing masks? I know the first thing I did when I got off that bus was pull that damn mask off. One, cloth mask, Jamaican. I pulled that sucker off and I took a deep breath. I don't do that anymore because it's cold. We don't know how long those damn droplets are in the air. And yes, if they come out with a vaccine, only reason I ain't taking it is I got an egg allergy. But let's figure out for the rest of the people who can take it, who are afraid of it, why are you afraid? I'm going to bring some experts in here, and they're going to talk every day about your fears about taking a vaccine. We need 78% vaccination rate to get herd immunity or whatever. If I could take a shot, I would. But if I couldn't take a flu shot until 2 years ago, I sure as hell not going to take out some Moderna. I might take Remdesivir. Isn't that what they gave the assholes? They kept them alive. Maybe I can just take the antibodies. I don't know. I don't want to die from it, but if I do, oh well. At least I'll be able to say, or the kids will be able to say, Granny died in the plague of 20. Wow, like 20 years, 100 years ago you had 19, the flu, influenza. Amazing. 100 years ago. Whoever said the Antichrist was going to be brown was wrong. That's all I got to say on that subject. But you should try listening to the late great planet Earth. That was the conspiracy theory, or was it? I'm not too sure. A yellow horde's a yellow horde. And China's whipping our butt right now. And when those countries become one great big trade union organization, hey, we got some apologizing to do. But I really think most people know that Americans were not for this president. Hey, seems like half are. That's fine. But we're a democratic nation. Therefore, half could be for one person and half could be for the other. It's when you become violent that it is wrong who you believe in. Or when you give allegiance to someone who is like a Hitlerite, a Hitleresque type character, a Genghis Khan, whoever's the bad guys in history. And stupid. I mean, I can see it if you don't, if the person's not stupid and telling you things that you don't know. If your friend, James, dies of COVID after going to a grunge party or whatever type of party people go to, you should know first, hey, James went to that party and he died. Now, the next person goes, Maisie goes to the next party, your best friend Maisie. And she dies after going to a rage party, a raid party, a whatever party, go and drink some alcohol with your friends because you can't, you gotta drink alcohol, you can't drink alcohol by yourself, people. You go to that or a wedding. Or a friend's birthday party, or you go home. If you haven't been, what they're saying is if you have not been within the same area as a person for 14 days, then you got problems. And it's not even 14 days. Get that test. You can go up to the University of Washington and get a test. You can go over to Northwest Hospital and get a test. There are drive-through tests all around here. You got a car, drive through. I don't know of any. Maybe there's some Uber drivers who will drive you through. I don't know. Keep the windows down. Ask, and you'll find out. Excuse me. That one got me. Drink of water, please. I hope you don't hear big gulps when I gulp water. But no, quit being afraid. Today, Ari and I really went around. We got home from, we left probably at, what time did we leave? We must have left at 2. We left at 2, and we got back at 6. And we went out, and we got some great lights and things. I'm going to really do up my porch as much as possible. Anyway. But we got home, and we walked up purposely because I wanted to get some exercise. And it's a nice day. Oh, was it a nice day? And I had on my socks, my shoes, and my pants, and my sweater, and my undershirt, and my long maxi coat, wool coat, and a hat, and a hood. So I was really wearing a lot of clothes. And it's a big cable sweater, a big cardigan sweater. Anyway, you'll see it when I send out my picture, if I send out my picture today. I was looking good. But neither here nor there, we get home. And I told her, we walked back because we ran out. The U.S. Bank again got us. The bank keeps getting, keeps giving. And giving and giving and giving. But it's okay because Monday will come. And on Monday, everything should kick in and everything should be doable and winnable. And lovable. Two cards. That's what I'm going to own. Two cards. Three, maybe. Three. One for me. One for Orca. One for a credit card. And one for a business card. And that is it. And Ari will have hers separate. No, the same. Who knows? All I know is the idea of credit and how you base that and how you base a person's score. I think that I've paid for all my bridge work. I've paid for my television. I've paid for internet. I've paid for T-Mobile. I paid for a landline, I paid for equipment, all with cash. But you want me, who is a creditaholic, to have a credit card. But that credit card is so damn stupid if you haven't had one in 50 years, how it works. I don't need one. I made it this long. I figure I'll make it another 50 years. Wouldn't that be something? I'd be 120. But I can make it another 50 years without a goddamn credit card. I'm a creditaholic. It makes me scared when I have to deal with it. I've got an accountant who does this now. So to hell with it. That's what I owe. Do not be forced to get something that you knew was bad against you. Shoot, you gonna give an alcoholic a drink? Thank you. And if an alcoholic takes a drink, hey, they made a choice. It ain't your body, therefore, it ain't your business. Help where you can help. Support people support people. We have the opportunity for no one in 98115, no one in Sandpoint, Magnuson Park Peninsula, no one in the 3,033 districts in this country, congressional district, nobody in the 42,000 zip codes should have to die for lack of PPE, should have to die for lack of food. People are hungry now. When you go to the store, if you can, pick up something. Drop it off at a food bank. You don't have to drop it off at mine, but I would like a store here. We live in a food desert. I want the old commissary area. Federal government, not federal government, gave the city of Seattle Magnuson Park, 345 acres. I want the part where the old commissary sat down on 65th, and it's on whatever road that is that goes back out and takes you out the front. I want that land. I want a barn there. I want chickens there. I want a cow there. I want a store there. I want a podded theater. Okay, we can't all go sit up in the theater together, but we can have up to 10 people who are in a family or potted or whatever. But more likely it's going to be families of 3 or 4 or 2 or whatever. Let's put some pods over there and make a pod theater. If people want to see a movie, why the hell can't you? If you can do an outside movie, if you can have a screen, you can have pods people sit in, and you can have each one of those damn pods sanitized, even if it's filled and a spray comes up. It can be done. We can have a nail salon. I want my daughter Hong over here with her own nail shop, and I want her with her own franchise. And my cookie shop will be there. Mama Lada and our soon-to-be famous nachos cookies. Nachos. It's like nachos. You have candy. Think of any type of candy you want to eat. You got a pizza. Mama Lada's pizza. That's a new one. I can do that. I can do that with a cookie. Ooh, baby. I'm going to try that tonight. There is nothing we can't do if we think. There is nothing we can't do if we try. There is nothing we can't do if we want to do it. If we, like meaning you, want to do it, you can do what you want to do, and you will get things done. But quit expecting other people to do it. The only thing I hear are complaints. Next door, I love you. I love the people on there. The people I'm getting to know on there. The people who laugh at my jokes. I like that. I like the people who are on Next Door. I like them a lot. I like 99.9% of the people on Next Door a lot in Wedgwood. But those who grab that goddamn proverbial bone and won't let go, come on. If it ain't your body that you're talking about, it ain't your business. That's Mama Lana's number one rule. If you don't live with it, if you don't sleep with it, and if it is doing you no harm, then it's none of your damn business. Go die in a corner. Keep your nose out of other people's business. Heal thyself, physician. If you've got to talk about people, if you've got to lie about people, if you've got to worry about people, you need to figure out what it is about yourself. And I'll be happy to talk to you. I'm pretty good at figuring out what it is about people that screws them up. Because I figured out what it was about me that screwed me up so bad for so many years. For 68 years, screwed me up royal in my head. and it couldn't come out of my mouth. And, you know, you end up in a hospital for 12 hours in a psychotic whatever. All I can say is at least I came out of mine. Because I knew what was real, what wasn't real, but what I was saying turned out to be true. So, hey, all I said was the man's going to hurt us. That they had me tied down, but I was in the same shackles this man was going to put us in. I am a see-all. No, I'm not. It didn't take any type of seeing ability to know that this man was an asshole and was going to be nothing but trouble. He came. He didn't even have to come down the whatever. Him, Giuliani, any. If you know the history of these people, shoot, you know that Hoover, who was over the FBI, was a cross-dresser. That was his big problem. But he had John Kennedy scared, if not worse. He had every president of the United States, every judge, Supreme Court judge, maybe not Supreme Court judges, but he sure had the Kennedys scared. He had Robert Kennedy scared. He had Marilyn Monroe scared. He had Jackie Kennedy scared. I'm sure he had Onassis scared, and he was a cross-dresser. He had his problem. And he sure took it out on other people. It's like that young man who, thank God, the young man in Congress who, I don't know if he stepped down or was asked to step down or lost his race, who was a gay man. Thank God he came to his senses and he said, I am gay and this is who I am. And I don't know if he ever apologized for who he was. He was who he was. And he's right. He was who he was. And then he figured out who he was. And now he is who he is. And that's good. Try that sentence on yourself. Who are you? Who are you? Who are you? What value do you add to this life of ours? Of your neighbors? What value do you add? Not added value, but what value do you add to your neighbors in this hood, in your hood, in this district, in this country, in this world? This ass took out a whole world, and it seemed like we couldn't fight back. We forgot who we were. We are not 435 people. We are not Lindsey Graham. We are not that guy with the waddle. We are not that crazed ass dentist, is he? The one with the bad hair who had COVID swimming around the swimming pool? We are not Giuliani, who would take his mistress into his house when his wife was dying. Jesus, these people were morally corrupt before. Did you ever hear Donald Trump when he was on that man show with the hair? I would listen to his show in the, when did you start? I don't know when he started. But I listened to his show until it got a little weird to me when he started bringing on midgets and things and saying weird ass shit. And it was like, gotta go, bye. So I haven't listened to the show. I've got to listen to it, but I don't have that radio show that lets you listen to it. But I'll tell you whose show I like, CNN, Breonna Keeler, whatever her name is. Oh, and that young lady on Saturday morning. Oh, and Saturday, Sunday morning with the black folk. Oh, those people tell the truth. Now, I like those ex-genners and millennials and whoever they are. The ones at the university, they tried my patience and they made me leave. And they didn't do a damn thing to me. They just got on my nerve. But I had decided a couple of years earlier, you timed out. You time out of things, people. You really do. There's a Toffler. This book that came out in 72, and he talked about cultural shock. Culture shock. And what he said is every person times out of, you know, your professional life. There are young people who come along with new ideas, who know how to do things differently, more quickly, more efficiently, more effectively than you do. I mean, you have some skills. You have some pretty serious skills, but you've timed out. So now let's use those skills. Let's go back to the old 1960s saying, each one teach one. I'm going to be on the radio teaching people. That's what I want to do. I want to teach. Because I think I was a good teacher. Maybe I wasn't, but hey, I now want to be a life coach because I've lived through now what you're living through. 59 and younger. 59 and older. Anybody who wants to talk to me, Mama Lon is here to talk. Because a lot of what happens in your experience, you must mix with the history of the time. And you gotta think smart. Don't think stupid. Don't be a damn sheep. Oh. You won't want to be a sheep either. But don't be a sheeple. Don't follow just because everybody... You know, I always thought any time I was going to go into battle, and I went into battle a lot, what, 2 years straight at the university, trying to prove that I did not do what I was said to have done, and I ended up not having done what I was said I did. And I don't care anymore. All that's now water under a bridge. It's old. I can't change the history, but I can't thank the people for making me a stronger me. I decided in the end. Yeah, it was a pretty good slap in the face that I got, but I remember getting up and saying, hey, thank you, great meeting, and leaving. The only director to not be given a position on a university committee. So, but I had timed out, and I knew I had timed out. The young lions were there, and lionesses. And it was time for me to go, just like it was in teaching. The young lions, the Christian young lions came in to education, and it was time for me to go. A man would walk in my classroom and tell me that I had no right to teach about apartheid because Christians were more crucified than black folk and brown folk and white folk and poor folk. Oh, and I said, well, your son doesn't have to stay. He said, I'm here for everybody. And I said, well, unfortunately, you aren't the parent of every child. So good night. No, the challenge, I didn't even want to start that. The poor fourth grade teacher did get got because they had a sun and a moon on a page. Fernwood, please. But then remember, we had Fernwood Tonight. And you should watch that show because that school was sort of like Fernwood Tonight by the time the Christians showed up. So it was time for Carlotta to leave because I knew. So the choice was to go full bore and get my master's degree or whatever degree it was and stay in education the rest of my life or get up and go. Now that was in October, the first week, I think. So I knew this would be it. So I went and I went back to the office and I wasn't upset. I truly, honest to God, yeah, I was pissed. Actually, I was pissed. I was walking fast. But by the time I got back, I sat down there and I took out a directory and I called Teacher Retirement System because Teacher Retirement System was the retirement system by TERS 1. Not TERS 2, not PERS 1, not PERS 2, hers one. And they told me what I could. I said, hey, it's me, Carlotta Rosebud. I want to go. It's time. And, oh, the woman I talked to, oh, she is just a gem. Hello, lady who told me what retirement meant and got me through. And I was able to leave my daughter when I left her, and she'll be comfortable. And we own our own home outright, and our dues just... our payments just went down $100, so I got rid of one thing. I'm going to do the other. We're going to own a home, and I'm going to live on the water, and they'll probably live on the moon. That's our lives when Miss Cat comes home. I think Ari and Cat will live on the moon, but I figure getting to the moon will be no different than going from here to Hawaii. That it could take up to 6 hours, but it won't take 6 hours. It'll just go, and you'll be there. But if a plane falls out of the air, you fall 40,000 feet and die. You know, if a spaceship falls out, you fall 5 million feet and die. Hey, maybe it's time for me to be reincarnated and come back as Ari's Carly Jean.
Carly Jean, don't do that. Carly Jean Rosebud. You know what your grandmother used to say to me?
Yeah, I know what she said, because I'm her. Ah! Or I will traumatize my grandchildren by them sitting on my urn all their lives, reading stories, and they will soon learn that they were sitting in grandma's lap because I shall have been inside.
Yes. I love being as crazy as I can be, but I also worry about my neighborhood. I worry about the people who are hungry. I worry about the people who don't have diapers for their kids. I worry about the people who don't have toys. I worry about all the hospitals. I worry about all the first responders. And I make a wonderful cookie for anybody who comes to my door. And now I am talked out because I have been going all day. And what I am going to do now is look at this and see whether or not this has been running. And it probably hasn't been running all this time. And then I'm going to go, fudge, I'm going to have to do this again. Oh, no, it's been running for 37 seconds. And so I am signing off for tonight because it is 9:12. I am going to go and make Mama Lotta happy. So you stay happy too. I know you're safe because you're listening. Therefore, you must be doing something right. Please, if you see somebody, don't worry about what they're going to use your $5 for. If you're on Instacart, please gift a $35 Instacart. I don't care. People can go out and buy $35 worth of wine, booze, whatever I buy with it, I think they should buy too. But everything I buy is legal. So, if you use the money illegally, if, hey, give you $5, that's between you and your whatever needs you got. I don't worry with it. I don't support it. And if I could help you get away from having to buy that heroin, if I can support you in some way, let me know. Let our organization know. You're going to see out in the community our flyers, and it says, need a hand, give a hand, something like that. Think big. Please. If you have 100 shirts in your closet, like Ari and I do, go through there and be honest. Do you really wear 100 shirts? We don't even wear 100 shirts a year, 10 years. We wear what we like. Go through that closet, take it out and give. There's a bin near 7-Eleven where you can donate clothes, but I would like to donate clothes here in this neighborhood to the Mama Lotta's Sandpoint Magnuson Park Pavilion.
Peninsula Camp Community Center. Community place. Right now there is a hangar sitting there that is not being used. Why can't we put refrigerators in there and have milk for people every day? Every day. Let's start small. And then let's build big. We can put a store. We, the public, the residents of Sandpoint, Mama Lotta, Sandpoint, Magnuson Park, Peninsula, can put a PCC-like store in there. All it takes is money. But everybody, I will give you each 5 shares, each worth $100. And then that's what you buy in. If you want more shares, buy in at $100. I don't care if that takes you 12 weeks, 50 weeks, 2 years to get. $500 is what it's going to cost from now through eternity to buy a share of stock in the Sandpoint Mama, in what is going to be called our Maggie and John Country Stores and More. That's the name of the shop that will go in here, because I'm going to build it. Even if I have to buy some land, but why should I buy some land when they've got a goddamn brewery over there? How do you have a brewery in Magnuson Park when you have an alternative school next door and you've got North Shore soccer kids over there? All it takes is one accident. One person drunk enough to drive through there and hit a kid. So give me my pot shop. I want my little pot trailer to sit on the lands of 7-Eleven and give that money all to 7-Eleven except my 5% cut. All Mama wants, Mama Lotta wants, is $500. No, what? What do I want? $20. So for Mama Lotta, that means you bring me 5 big things of formula. Bring me diapers, bring me Poise, bring me supplements, bring me vitamin C. Something that equals 10%, there we go, 10% of what you make on the marijuana in that store, 7-Eleven. That's what I'm asking for. I'm asking for you to be a place where people can stop. And when they not need something, including cigarettes, including a cigar, including a newspaper, even though those aren't taxed, I want you to profit from it. I don't want it, but I will take all medicines, all toilets, trees, all computer. You get the beer, the wine, and everything else that people buy that have the, you know, if you've got a pop, candy bars, that's yours. I won't touch it. I want you to put a broiler in there, and I want you to buy from the Sonite store in Lake City. I want you to buy beef. And I want you to buy chickens. I bought 4 chickens from Sonite in Lake City. And it cost me the same. 4 chickens equaled my Christmas, our Thanksgiving chicken. I bought my chicken on Amazon for $15. 1 chicken, Ferrari and I. We ate it for a long time. Or did we? I don't know. Oh, we made chicken and dumplings or something. I don't know. Anyway, I know the ratio was 4-1. And that was the size chicken that ran around under our house. Well, no, it's a little smaller.
Actually, it's like a pullet? Is that what they're called?
Something little. It's not a rock Cornish hen. But people like rock Cornish hens. We'll buy them. They're a great... Yeah, well, no, you buy what you want. You have the Instacart card, gift card. I'll tell you, some Cornish hens get eat at our house. But no, I got 4 chickens at the Sinite store. Sinite? Is it Sinite just Sinite? Or is it Sinite? Store? I don't know. But Sinite, hello, my friend at the University of Washington. I didn't know your name meant store.
What else do I want to talk about? I want to put some, if anybody can tell me how to do this, I want to put some big barbecue pits outside on 75th Street or where, or in that empty parking lot or by behind 7-Eleven or wherever we can put them. And I want to do sides of beef. We can do ribs. I'll have a rib contest. If you can make some ribs, I'll get you a barbecue. We'll start out with 2 a day. Hey, we get 2 barbecue steers, half steers, or ribs, or brisket. We got food. And people can buy that for $1 or they get it free. No one should go hungry. Every restaurant I know, Amy, up at Uncle Lee's, the folks over at the ladies, over near, you used to make Ari her lunch, her breakfast, at the Varsity on Ravenna. McDonald's, State Burger, all those fries, to die for. Anyway, before I Uber for State Burger, I will supplement you. You feed any family who comes in there. Nothing extravagant, you know. I'm not trying to go and buy a $5,000 meal or $150 meal, but I'm saying anything under $50. $50 and under, we will supplement you. We will give you that money back so that your restaurant doesn't lose. Oh, the newest one that I found over at Third Place Books, somebody. This is Carlotta. I was the one who you had to wait for 5 hours, 6 hours before I picked up my meal. It was good, and I'm going to try it when it's hot. Anyway, thank you so much, all of those who have been feeding me lately, because I don't want to cook anymore, and I know I don't have to. Ivers. I got Ivers the other day. Oh, and I got a couple of soul. There's a soul food restaurant. Oh, to die for. And Baka Bok chicken. Oh, my God. Oh, that's good. Anyway, what I'm hoping is each one of your restaurants and pot shops and whatever can give people a product that would not cause you any problems. I know pot shops can't give away pot. Okay, I know that. I know you can't mention your names. I know that whatever, but I sure can. You sure are going to start hearing on Saturday mornings about the best pot. Why would you smoke rather than vape? Is vaping good for you? Should you buy marijuana? Should you just smoke a pipe when somebody gives it to you? Hell to the no. If you ain't bought it, don't smoke it. Don't be stupid. Don't do anything illegal. Don't do stupid shit. Excuse me. For those of you who are religious and cannot hear such language. But I do swear. I am old and I swear. My mom so swear could swear like a sailor.
I guess I'm my mom in some ways. But I don't do it a lot. But when I do do it, I mean it. And I'm not going to apologize for it. And I'm not going to be embarrassed by it. And if you can't be around me because of it, oh well. But maybe when we're together, all we do is talk about you. Excuse me, I need some water. I need some pop. I need some something. Oh, I get to publish my Mama Lotta stories online. Mama Lotta and R. Yeah, we have this great Mama Lotta and the Fastest Feet. Some people have read my stories and they say they like them. They like the birthday party. I like the birthday party a lot too. But what I hope that my friends from elementary school, Judy and Christy and Jeff and Steve and Bob and all of you, John, who lived up the street, and Kathy and Judith, whose parents who were ministers. Hello, everybody. I've not forgotten your names. We don't look the same. It would be great if we could get together and do a Photoshop some way and set us up the same way. I remember my blue sailor suit. And Christine had a blue sailor suit, but she wasn't wearing one that day. But she was blonde. And she was, I can't remember the picture now, the tallest girl in the room. Yeah, we were in that thing where all the guys were short and we were tall. My friends from junior high, all the people in Kathy and her brother and Donna and Robin, who were cheerleaders. No, Donna was a cheerleader. Who did I live with? Sally Connell? No. Anyway, you lived in a trailer, I think. There were the Kinnickers. There were the Kleins. There were some people I think I didn't know. And if you went straight up Ashway towards, yeah, you just ran sort of along the interurban. Remember the old interurban line? That's cool. A trolley that used to be there, now it's a freeway, but they need to put the damn trolley back. There was Linwood Junior High School. Linwood Junior High School. John F. Kennedy would be assassinated. Mr. and Mrs. Freistead? And then Mrs. Freistead was working in North Shore, and I don't think was married anymore. But I don't know. I liked her when I saw her again and remembered who she was and remembered who she was the day that Kennedy was shot. That day she had on a black pencil skirt and she had on a white top and she had on her pink lipstick, and her husband was tall and he wore a blue suit or some suit. But they were very nice together. Then there was Miss Weeks, the PE teacher, who would say the most weird-ass thing I could think of. Now, how many of you believe in don't believe in the death penalty? Well, if I didn't believe in it before, I wasn't going to believe in it. Then a whole bunch of people died before that time, before Kennedy. Lincoln was assassinated.
Who else was assassinated? Who were the assassinated presidents? Or who died in office? Rutherford B. Hayes? No, Hayes? Did Hayes die in office? I don't know. Kids, help me out here. I'm not a fifth grader anymore. Any fifth graders who can write me and tell me about assassinated presidents and the impact that that had on the culture, I will give you whatever up to $50 that you would like off of Amazon. I'll send you a $50 Amazon card. Now, you can't leave anybody out of rewards when they're kids. So any kid bringing me a box that I can put something in and ship it off for somebody in my new mailing station out of my house on 75th and or we'll figure out a spot. Again, if we can get into that building over there, we can open a post office and people will not have to travel that far. We got voting here. Let's make it as accessible a neighborhood as what is happening with U Village. I lived in U Village behind is Blockbuster. Remember that place? Blockbuster? I lived there for years and years. That's where Ari started school. I remember putting her on the bus and crying. She got on that bus like a trooper. She didn't even look back. And then I walked up and I would meet her at Bryant. And on bad days, we would stop and eat at McDonald's, and we'd talk about all the bad things that had happened, and then we'd talk about the really bad thing that happened, or I'd hand her a poem. Ari and I are like an old married couple now. We truly are. You know, they call us Big Carlotta and Little Carlotta. That's my friend Tracy. Dr. Marie and her sister, and I'm probably her whole family. We are Big Carlotta and Little Carlotta, and we fight like tooth and nail, but we love each other so much we can't be without each other. But we know one day we shall, and I am preparing her for that. As I told you, gonna traumatize your kids when they're 21. But enough talk. I need to quit using my voice so much. I don't want to sound like Harvey Weinstein. You know, I can sound like Harvey Weinstein. If you have not heard Bella Bella, you better. It is free on Audible. There's another one with Kevin, that other dance, Footloose guy. I want to hear that one. And I want these people on my show. I want all these people on my show to talk about the book because they're so fascinating. I mean, just, we have learned to adapt to not being together. We can make it for until next. I'm hoping Groundhog's Day, then I'm hoping my birthday in April, but I know by Ari's birthday we will be traveling in Europe. All over Europe. We were only going to go to Italy, but we're going to go every place that we can and see as much as we can see. I am not staying there no month. I'll stay there for 2 weeks. 2 weeks. I want to see Spain really fast. I want to see Luxembourg, I want to see Denmark, I want to see, we'll take one of those tours, I guess, up and down the whatever. And then we'll take the train for a while, and then I ain't doing no sleeping a whole up in some place with a whole bunch of people. I want to sleep at a castle, though, in Scotland. This haunted hay. And I want to see Buckingham Palace, and if I can see Catherine, oh my word, I would be in seventh heaven. And Harry and everybody, whoever's there, the Queen, I'd love to meet the Queen. Wouldn't you be do anything to meet the, I would give
No, I'm not going to give you body parts, but I would give up smoking to meet the queen. No, I would.